Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. On The Grow Show, we share ideas, tips, tactics, and insights to help you grow your landscaping business based on our team's 40 years of experience running a landscaping company and working with other owners and their teams to do the same. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays. Here's your host, Marty Grunder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever the case may be. This is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company and The Grow Group. Thanks for downloading The Grow Show powered by Steel. Today, we'll help you see some ways to have your crew completely motivated for this spring and excited to get things underway. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to you, your phone, your tablet, or computer, wherever you get your podcasts, or you can even watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since Toby Keith's performance of Don't Let the Old Man In at the 2023 People's Choice Country Awards. Folks, if you haven't seen it, look it up on YouTube. It's a tearjerker. But for a not so young guy like myself, it is a beautiful song. And it's a reminder to this guy, Marty Grunder, that you are only as old as you act and feel. He says in the song, quote, "How old would you be if you didn't know the day you were born?" As you probably know, Toby Keith lost his valiant battle with cancer recently. None of us, ladies and gentlemen, know what the future holds for us health-wise. Do what you can to be healthy and have a great outlook on life. And for you older folks, don't let the old man in. Now on to this week's episode of The Grow Show. So how do you motivate your team? Sure, you can show them a movie. We're going to go to a local movie theater here shortly in the next couple months, and we're going to show the hit movie, Remember the Titans. And we're currently also working with a leadership coach on sessions to help us grow as a team. So I'm not opposed to motivation, but I do want all of you to understand that those will have zero, nada, nothing, not a bit of impact if you don't have the other things right. Recently, all of our ACEs, and those are our peer groups that we have, Accountability Creates Excellence, all the ACEs came in here to see Grunder Landscaping Company. Not all of them, but the ones that hadn't seen Grunder came through here. And I was very impressed with the comments that they had to say about Grunder Landscaping Company. And actually, it was motivating for me. And it reminded me of a lot of little things we do that have just become part of our culture. The signage, the cleanliness, the empowerment that we empower our teams with, the systems. You know, those things, I think we just do them. They're part of our culture, and we don't realize what the message sends. You know, I can't tell you how many times on a report when I would visit a landscaping company as a consult, as a consultation, and I would have to tell them they need to clean their bathrooms up. I mean, a clean bathroom says a lot about your company. A clean truck says a lot about your company. But deeper than signage, cleanliness, empowerment, systems, there's some other things that I want to talk to you today in this very short edition of The Grow Show powered by Steel. Number one, clarity of purpose. Clarity of purpose is your most powerful weapon in your business. And what I mean by clarity of purpose is, does the whole team know what you're trying to do? Do they know your sales goals? Do the salespeople that have direct responsibility for sales, I do consider everyone a salesperson, but do your people that only sell, you know, that's what they're doing all day long. They're not installing work. They're not answering phones. They're not processing invoices. They're not doing accounting. They're not driving a delivery truck. Do the people whose predominant responsibility is that to sell work, do they have a sales goal? Do they understand what they're supposed to do? Do your folks have job descriptions? Are they clear? What about your work orders, your drawings, your details, the way that you go about the work that you do? Do you use an industry-specific software like Aspire or Landscape Management Network? Do you use one of those? Are you really trying to be as clear as you can with all of your communication? You know, clarity of purpose is a terrific asset that you can leverage. But if people aren't clear on what we're doing and how we're going to get there, they wander aimlessly and time is lost. When you don't define who your ideal client is, and your ideal client is the person that you make the most money off of, the person that you enjoy working with the most, the person that you can sustain a business off of, that you can work with them, that ideal client, if you don't know who your ideal team member is, the ideal team member is the team member that can serve that ideal client the best way. If we don't have clarity of purpose on those things, folks, it's really hard to be successful. when you try to be all things to all people, it's really, really hard to be successful. I think one of the hardest things for an entrepreneur to say is no. The late, great Clay Mattill, the author of this great book that sits over my shoulder, Dream No Little Dreams, a very great mentor and a wonderful friend of mine, he used to say that the hardest thing for an entrepreneur to say is, I need help. When you know where you're going and what you're doing and why you're in business and who you best satisfy and all of those things, when you personally, as a leader, a CEO, an owner in your company, when you know what you do best and how you best benefit the company, all those things bring clarity. And the sooner we have clarity of purpose of where we're going, do you have a vision statement? Do you have a mission statement? Do you have core values? Are you organized? All of those things around clarity of purpose, they make a tremendous difference. So we can paint all the walls we want in the place. We can have the cleanest bathrooms. We can go on a deep sea fishing trip. We can take them all over to a local movie theater and rent it out, show them Remember the Titans. You can have Marty Grunder come in and speak to your group and rev them all up, all right? But if there aren't these other things, philosophically speaking, in position, in spot there, it's not going to work. You got to have clarity of purpose. So clarity of purpose. Secondly, accountability. Accountability to yourself. The first promise that all of us need to keep is the one we make to ourselves. So let's talk a little bit about this here. I really firmly believe that you as a leader, you've got to be great at what you want your team to be good at. And this is where I often see a serious disconnect in the business workplace between who people say they are and then what their actions show that they are. If you want customer service to be a hallmark of your company, if you want to be known for your customer service, then you as the leader of the organization or a leader in an organization, and by the way, I define a leader as someone who makes things better, you got to be great at customer service. The minute you complain about Mrs. McGillicuddy, you have just given your entire team the license to complain about whoever they want. You are always being watched. And so accountability, making sure that your actions line up with what you say. I heard someone once say, what you're doing speaks so loudly, I can't even hear what you're saying. And that's the mindset. I don't want to overcomplicate any more than that. Be great at what you want your followers to be good at. And remember that what you're doing speaks so loudly, I can't even hear what you're saying. So accountability to yourself, those things that you are telling your team to do, you've got to make sure you're doing them. You got to make sure the promises you made to them that you're executing on those. I know that may sound obvious, but we as entrepreneurs, we get busy and we overlook clarity of purpose because we're in the front seat of the bus and we know everything. So we take things for granted. We don't understand that Jim, who just started last week, has no idea what the company's trying to do. And you've got to communicate that to him. And you've got to consistently communicate to the team where you're going and what you're trying to do. Clarity of purpose. The consistency of all those things. And accountability to yourself. So then the last thing I want to talk to you about, aside from clarity of purpose, being consistent in all that you do, and accountability to yourself, is this concept of planning, controlling your emotions, and reinforcing things. I think if you look around, it's 2024 and we're starting off the spring, you're going to be more clear about your purpose. You're going to constantly talk about where you're going and what you're trying to do. You're going to be consistent in everything that you do. There's not going to be a difference between who you say you are and who you really are. You're consistent in how you deliver things. And then the third part there, the accountability thing that we just went through, I think if you focus on those and then take this little action plan that I give you in terms of planning, controlling your emotions, and reinforce, that's going to motivate your team. I really, truly believe that. So first of all, plan. Boss your calendar. Don't let your calendar boss you. Plan. All right. You should be taking an hour Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you should be planning out your next several weeks. Now, I've gotten to the point where I plan out my next 2 months. Every Sunday, I do a complete calendar review of what I did last week, where I'm going next week, and then where I'm going for the 8 weeks after that. I'm going through it. I'm looking at things. I'm seeing, oh man, I can't meet my buddy for a fun lunch. I got to go meet with a client that day. I'm going to have to schedule him. Maybe he'll play golf with me on Sunday and I'll have some time with him. So I'll move that around. Oh my gosh, what was I thinking here? I can't do that business networking then. Oh, wow. Seth's been with the company 12 years. That's his anniversary date. I'm going to cancel that breakfast I had and in the morning circle recognize him for 12 years of service. So it's about planning your calendar, and it just eliminates stress, folks, to look through that and to boss your calendar, not boss you. Maybe you go through your calendar and you see some days that there's 3 hours where you don't have anything to do. Fill it in with some of your sales activities. Remember, we talked in a prior episode of The Grow Show, this concept of prospect, nurture, close. Every day I prospect, every day I look for leads, every day I nurture, every day I reestablish connections with people, I push them forward some, and then every day I close, every day I try to close a job. When you look through and you're really bossing your calendar, not letting it boss you, your family will be happier and you will be happier. You'll take control over your life. Stress is, a lot of that is caused from lack of control. And the more planning you do, the more control you have on your life, and it's just better. So plan. Number two, control your emotions. For a guy like me, you probably have figured this out by now. This is hard for me to do, to control my emotions. In fact, I've worked with some experts on it, and they've taught me this concept of notice, pause, allow. You notice something, you feel like it's getting under your skin, you feel like you're going to react in a negative way, you just allow it. You take a deep breath. You don't let anybody see you sweat. All right? You just take a pause. You take a pause and you allow it to happen and you go. Just notice, pause, allow. It's a great little tactic. I think back in my business career, and in the 40 years I've been running Grunder Landscaping Company, the worst things that I remember was when I overreacted to something. I didn't have all the information and I barked at someone that I shouldn't have barked at, or I overreacted to a client sending in a poor survey, or there's just so many times I would have been better if I noticed it, took it in, paused, just allowed it to happen and slept on it a night. Get your emotions in control. Emotions run deep in businesses like ours. And we go from, some of us, if you don't do snow, you go from kind of crawling around the workplace to an all-out sprint here with spring upon us. So control those emotions. And then the last thing I think as a leader is arguably the most important thing I have to share with you today on The Grow Show, and that is the power of positive reinforcement. My partner in The Grow Show, the great Vince Torchia, bought a puppy a couple years ago. And in typical Vince Torchia fashion, he didn't just read one book on how to raise a puppy. He read several books on how to raise a puppy. And he said to me one day, he said, Marty, you know, in reading these books for my new puppy, Charlie, he said, all of them stress the same thing, the power of positive reinforcement. And he said, you know, people are the same way. The concepts taught in the book, as he told me, were that the puppy learns better by you saying good dog, not by negative reinforcement, but by positive reinforcement. Folks, you will always be ahead, walking around your shop, going out to job sites, interacting with your team, and looking for something that you can compliment them on. That's what you want to be doing, okay? So let's do a real quick summary here. Clarity of purpose. Where are we going? What are we doing? Stay on your narrative there. You got to have sales goals in place. Everybody needs to know how they directly contribute to a win. Get clarity of purpose. Be consistent. Be a person that's known for that. Get consistent with the work that you deliver to your team. Consistency is a motivation. When somebody comes into their place of work and they know they can count on you as an employer, as a boss, it alleviates a lot of issues. That in itself is a motivator. And then the accountability side, keeping those promises that you made to yourself, to your team, understanding that what you're doing speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying. And remember, the best thing that I think will make you snap into character in this area, if you will, you got to be great at the things you want your followers to be good at. And then from a daily basis, like a tactical perspective, plan, boss your calendar, don't let it boss you. The more you plan, the better off you are. A mentor of mine, Dave Sullivan, told me that all planning is good. He's so right with that. Plan, control those emotions. It's going to get hot here in terms of emotional hotness, high energy, tempers. There's going to be things happening here as we go and work in close proximity with everybody getting through the 100 days of victory. So keep those emotions in place. Don't let people see you sweat. Remember, you're building up a lot of emotional capital and you can have it all withdrawn with an act of anger, okay? And then finally, the most powerful thing I think I have to share with you today, as you develop your journey, as I'm going on my journey as a leader, is this concept of the power of positive reinforcement. Reinforcing, recognizing, praising the behaviors that you want to see present in your organization. All right. I hope in a small way we've helped you. I would encourage you. There's a lot in what we just shared in the last 14 minutes and 45 seconds. Go back and listen to this episode. Pause it. Listen to it with a pad of paper, preferably your OneNote. You're doing electronic notes. And write down the big things I've shared here. How can you make some permanent improvements in your skill set here as a leader? We got to quit blaming others, folks, for the results that we're getting that we don't like, and we got to own it. All right? We got to seize the day. We got to get clear. We got to be consistent. We got to be, as my friend Jim Calley often says, stay the course and keep those promises to yourself. Again, you do that by planning, controlling your emotions, and reinforcing the positive. If you like this edition of The Grow Show, do me a favor, share it with a friend, rate us high, all right? It's that kind of action on your part that's going to help us help more people with The Grow Show powered by Steel. All right, I will talk to you next week. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And head to growgroupinc.com for more information and resources to grow your landscaping business. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose reliable handheld power equipment makes our jobs easier daily. We'll talk to you next week.